Today's second date update is a special celebrity edition because on the phone we have Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants, and he's not getting a call back from a girl, Nadine, and he's pretty bummed about it. Right, Patrick?
Yeah, Jubal, I'm really sad about it.
Oh, my God.
Patrick is actually a guy named Mikey. He emailed us because he said he hasn't been out on a date in a while. He went out with a girl named Nadine, and he likes to do voices, like that voice we just heard, Patrick from SpongeBob. He doesn't really remember much about the date because I guess he was nervous. He remembers what food they ate and that they laughed a little bit and that he did his Patrick impersonation for her.
No. It's important to note that he didn't tell her that it was Patrick when he was doing
he just
it.
Just did it.
All right, Mikey or Patrick or whoever I'm talking to right now, we're about to call her and get your second date update.
Do you have a feeling that it could possibly be the Patrick voice?
It could have been the stringy Salisbury steak. I really don't know, honestly.
You know what? Stringy Salisbury steak is a reason that a lot of people don't get a call back. So
it's like the number one.
Yeah, it really is. All right, I'm gonna dial her phone number right now.
Okay, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Nadine there?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Nadine. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a morning radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What did you say this was?
My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio show. You ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think I have a few friends that listen to you guys.
That's cool. Have you ever heard us at all?
No, I'm sorry. They've told me to listen, but I haven't.
Well, your friends will be excited to know that you're about to be on the show.
Yay!
Congratulations.
What do you mean on the show? I don't understand.
Well, we do a segment called the Second Date Update. So you recently went out on a date with a dude, and he emailed us because he wants us to get a hold of you on his behalf.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, we know.
His name is Mike, and I think he probably went by Mikey on your date. At least that's how we know him.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, that's who wants to get a hold of you, Mikey. Do you remember going out with him? Or you might have thought it was Patrick from SpongeBob. I don't know.
How do you know that?
Because we talked to Mikey about your date, and he told us that he was doing his SpongeBob impression for you, and he thought that you liked it a lot.
It was really strange, wasn't it?
It was really weird and not good. You know, honestly, the entire date was just strange, and it was kind of a misunderstanding, honestly.
The date was a misunderstanding?
Yeah. My friend messaged me if I wanted to go on a date with this guy, Mike. And, you know, she told me his last name and everything. And, you know, I looked him up and I saw his profile. And I was like, wow, like I liked how he looked and was like, sure, I'll go on a date with him. Okay. And I went and it was the wrong Mike.
What? How does that even happen?
Because I looked him up online, and there was another guy named Mike that had his same name, not...
Oh.
So you...
And he didn't have Mikey on his profile.
So
did you message Mikey and set up a date with Mikey when you were trying to set up a date with a different Mike? Is that what you're saying?
Well, my friend set up the date for us. I just saw him. I looked him up before I told her.
Okay.
That I would go on the date.
So she set you up with strange Mike, and you thought she was setting you up with hot Mike that you found online.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
Muscular and tall, and that's what I was expecting, and instead who showed up was Mikey.
So when you first saw him, were you shocked?
Yeah, but I felt bad. But, you know, I didn't want to be rude. Like, obviously, it was my fault. I looked at the wrong person. That's not his fault. So I thought I'd give it a chance, but it was honestly, he's the strangest guy I've ever gone on a date with.
Really? I mean, we talked to him. He seems like a really fun guy.
Really nice.
Yeah.
He was really lovable.
Yeah, but he, like, we were sitting at the restaurant and he kept looking out the window. It was kind of like as if someone was watching him.
Whoa.
And I was like, what are you looking at? And he was like, I'm sorry, just people on the street make me nervous.
Oh,
just people walking on the street.
Minding their business? Oh.
Yeah. I just thought it was weird. I wasn't sure if he was like, I didn't think it was real. But then he also, like, when I went to the bathroom, I came back and he asked me what it was like in there.
What?
And I was like in where? And he wanted to know what the bathroom looked like. And I've never been asked that question before, but he wanted to know in detail. Like, he started asking me, was it light or dark?
Hmm.
Or, you know, how many toilets are in there?
What?
I mean, you got to give
specifically, how many toilets? And how many toilets were there in there? Just curious.
Remember, like, four? I don't know.
But you can see, I mean, one, I'm always interested in how the men's room looks compared to the women's room.
Really?
I'd say, I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't ask it on a first date.
But he's nervous.
Well, that was the thing. Like, I couldn't tell if he really was nervous or he was, this was like how he jokes with people, you know? And then he started doing those impressions. It was this SpongeBob thing.
It's yes. It's really not a bad Patrick from SpongeBob,
spot
is it?
On, I think.
Whatever. I mean, if you guys say it is, I'm sure it is. I don't watch the show. I don't know. I just know that he was taking a salt shaker and making it dance and like having it do this voice like he was putting on a puppet show.
Oh, and that's awesome.
I just had to get out of there. Like, it's weird. I don't know. Maybe some girls are into that, but it just, that's not for me.
This sounds like the weirdest date you've probably ever been on.
It is the weirdest date I've ever been on.
Okay. Yeah. This might be weird for you too then, because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
This is really strange for me. Like, I didn't expect to talk with you again.
I know. You didn't return any of my phone calls or the text messages.
Yeah.
I sent you that whole emoji story. It was so funny.
You know, like I said, it was weird for me, and this just really makes it weirder. Honestly. Like,
what was really so weird, though?
That was weird. Like,
what do you mean? I don't understand. Don't you have a sense of humor?
Mikey, you got to stop with the Patrick voice, man. She's not digging it at all.
But it's something she could grow into, probably.
Stop. Stop talking like that. Like, I'm not going to grow
this?
Into watching a show that, like, children watch.
Oh, my gosh.
Nadine, I'll stop doing the voice if you go out on a second date with me.
Oh,
come on, Nadine, give him a break. He's pretty funny.
He's great.
Well, maybe you should go out with him. I don't know.
Relationships are about compromise, Nadine. This is a compromise.
Oh, my God, you're so
good. Hey, Nadine.
You're so good.
Can you just talk normal?
Laughing.
Like, how can you? You're not even being a person right now. You're being a cartoon.
I'm being a person now. How about now? All right. You know, like, I'm just gonna be honest with you. When I went on a date with you, it was like the first time I'd been out in a long time. And when I was sitting across from you, I was like, I feel really, really lucky to be here right now.
Oh, that's nice.
Instead of being nervous and shutting down, I, you know, decided to, you know, be a man about it and, you know, do what I know best. And that's asking a lot of questions and doing my voices, and people usually like it.
Why were you so interested in the woman's bathroom?
I'm just curious about all different types of stuff. That's not weird.
But what about the people on the street? Do they really make you nervous?
We don't know them.
Just because you don't know them doesn't mean they have to make you nervous, Mikey.
Stranger danger.
Nadine, let's get back to the main point here. Would you go on a second date with Mikey?
I'm going to have to politely decline. Mikey, it was nice to meet you.
That's okay.
All right, Nadine, it was nice to meet you. It was nice to meet you, too.
Oh, awesome. We got both of them on there.
Nice.
I think this is officially the weirdest second date update we've ever had.
Yeah.